is a thief in your house. You don't see him, but he is there. He steals while you are home or away. He steals while you're sleeping or awake. He steals 24 hours, 365 days, every year, every decade of your life. Yet you can't see him because he ain't there. That's the Federal Reserve, y'all. And that who is stealing and robbing your purchasing power, your dollar. When they expand the currency and print, the result is a whole lot of dollars chasing less and less goods, and that makes the prices go up. So when they steal from you, that's how come grits cost more. And, you know, for all y'all people up north, that'd be oatmeal, that old crappy oatmeal. But down here in the south, it's called grits. And our grits prices is going high and high. I don't know about y'all's oatmeal prices, but inflation affects everything. And that's how the thief gets you. You don't matter what you do, as long as you got dollar bills, you're losing money every day from these damn thieves. And the government, all y'all trust the government, and you wear your face divers and 6 foot apart and all that kind of stuff, and if, oh, get the shot and all that kind of stuff like that, and you ain't know nothing about inflation because they ain't taught you jack doodly squat in the public education system because they don't want you to know in the first place. Sending all these damn trillions and billions of dollars over there to Ukraine, and the people over there in Hawaii can't do nothing because Joe Biden don't want to send them but $700. And y'all trust your government? Unbelievable is what that is. It's unbelievable. It's because y'all done got fat, lazy, and dependent on the damn government. The people that founded this here country would be rolling over there in their graves going, look at these here fat, lazy people, ain't doing nothing, ain't throw no tea in the harbor or nothing. Because you trust the government. I wish all y'all would just wear your face type or get shot. And I'm not gonna make fun of no damn person that took the shot because, you know, you don't want to make fun of people that ain't got that long to live. Don't you know? Anyway, going on to the next item. So the CDC have come out and said, this here new variant is it don't really make you sick much at all, but everybody needs to go get a shot. This new shot is the best thing since sliced bread. All your tots, all your little kiddos, please go out and get your shot. And if you're going to school, all you schools, I wish y'all would say, get your shots, get your shot, get your shot. Bring out the Krispy Kreme donuts again, boys and girls. The Rona's back. We got these damn crazy people that ain't got no sense, like old Mitch McConnell. Remember when he keeps freezing up? What did that? Freeze up. Joe Biden, he can't even talk. Every now and then he comes up with his words.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in...
Nobody knows what the hell he's gonna say. And so, in the great selection process, we have Donald J. Trump versus Sleepy Joe Biden. And Joe Biden said, you know, I ain't gonna debate nobody. And then Donald Trump said, come on, boy, come on. But you know what? They all the same. Guess who gave you the damn shot to begin with? Guess who locked you down to begin with? Guess who?
We did something that was historic. We saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. We, together, all of us. Not me, we. We got a vaccine done, three vaccines done, and tremendous therapeutics like Regeneron and other things that have saved a lot of lives. We got a vaccine
because of that vaccine,
millions and millions of people. I think this would have been the Spanish flu of 1917, where up to 100 million people died. This was going to ravage the country far beyond what it is right now. Take credit for it. Take credit for it. It's a great, what we've done is historic. Don't let them
take it away.
Don't take it away from ourselves. You're playing that.
You know,
you're playing right into
this. This is all like a television show, like The Apprentice and all that kind of stuff, don't you know? Live on a plantation, and the plantation of slave land here. So, we're sending $150 billion worth of military industrial complex stuff to defeat the Russians, y'all. Defeat the Russians. Victoria, Newland, and all that crazy place, you know, all the military industrial complex peoples. Where's that money going? Well, they said, it's a wonderful thing. What we do is we send it over to General Dynamics and Boeing and all the people to make the bombs, and they hire a bunch of people to make the bombs, and then we hire a bunch of people to take the bombs and ship them over to Ukraine and shoot them off so that then we can make some more bombs. And that's what we're doing. And so, you know, it helps the economy. War is good for the economy, don't you know? And, you know, the more and more people that we kill over there in the war and all, the better it is, because it'd be less of peoples, don't you know? So, as long as we can keep this here war going, we can have another presidential election, and, you know, the guy won't, there ain't no way to stop it. Because we gotta make some money, don't you know? So we got a bunch of the idiots stealing and robbing from the people, and then borrowing and stealing and robbing from the people in inflation, and killing people over across the world so they can steal and rob and make a lot of money building bombs. And the people in Hawaii are just going, what the hell? Ain't nobody done nothing for nobody. Where's the government? This is the world that we live in. But what are you gonna do about it? Not a damn thing. You're just gonna say, you know, it ain't that funny that the world is doing this and that and everything. I wish I could do something, but you know, I can't do nothing. Yep, that's what most people will say. But poach up, they ain't gonna stand by idly. Get involved. Help poach up. Help everybody else that's all in the alternative media. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Cut the cable. Take that money and give it to people that are telling the truth instead of the mainstream media lies. That's what you gotta do. You gotta change the way you think. This is a war. And the war is won 6 inches at a time. You know what 6 inches that is? It's the 6 inches in between your damn ears. This is Porkchop. America is going down really fast, y'all. And unless we, the people, stand up, we got some hard times coming. This is Porkchop. I love y'all. Bye. Yeah.